Parshas Shmos, Beis Tefillah, Tofshin Ein Hei. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Mitzri hitting a Jewish man. Says the Pasuk, Vayifen Koi V'choi V'yar Ki Ein Ish. He turns here and there and he sees there's no man. The Ramchal in his Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim says, the Ramchal, the biggest medicine, the biggest remedy, the powerful force against the Yetzer Hara is very easy, says the Ramchal. It requires for a person at least once a day to think, what do I come to the world for? What does Hashem want from me? What will be my end? If once a day a person would find time to think, what's my purpose in the world? What does Hashem want from me? Where am I going? And where did I come from? Says the Ramchal, Adam she'eino choshev al ze, kasha lo ma'id ma'id lagia el hashlemus. A person who doesn't spend those few minutes a day thinking about the purpose in the world, the tachlis of life, it's very difficult, kasha lo ma'id ma'id, to achieve shlemus, perfection. V'adam ha'choshev al ze is korv aleh ma'id. A person who does think about this every day is very close to achieving perfection. That's what the Ramchal says in the Derech Eitz Chaim. The Ramchal carries on and brings the Zohar about our very pasuk. And says the Zohar, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, in the Tikkun HaAsiri, Vayifen koi v'choi v'yar ki ein ish. What does that mean? V'yar ki ein ish, says the Zohar, because ish ledar koi ponu, everyone's going their way, be'iskin dilhoin, in their own business affairs, be'orchin dilhoin, in their own ways. Hashem's looking around. Why? Because everyone's busy. Busy in what? In running their own life. Not necessarily doing affairs, but they're busy running their own life and no one's thinking about my tachlis in life. And says the Ramchal, it's easy. A person who doesn't do this is rachik ma'oid ma'oid from the shlemus. A person who does is Karev Aleh Ma'id. The Gemara Nida has a question. Kosov Echot Oimer, this is Nida Ayin Amud Beis. Kiloi Ech Boitz B'mois Hameis. Hashem does not wish for the dead to die. For Kosov Echot Oimer, Ki Chofetz Hashem Nam Yisom, Hashem wants to kill them. Ask the one astira. One pasuk says Hashem does not wish for us to die. The other pasuk says Hashem does. Answer the Gemara: Kan v'oisin tshuva, v'kan v'she'ein oisin tshuva. If you're doing tshuva, Hashem doesn't want you to die. If you're not doing tshuva, Hashem wants you to die. Rabbi Saul Salanta in Or Yisrael Simon Lamed has a novel understanding of this Gemara. It's pretty obvious, if you did tshuva and you're a tzaddik, Hashem doesn't want you to die. If you don't do tshuva, Hashem wants you to die. It's a pretty obvious answer. What was the Gemara thinking when he asked the question? Obviously, if you're not doing tshuva, you're a rasha. So says Rabbi Shmuel, in both cases, we're discussing a person who hasn't done tshuva. He hasn't fixed up his sin. But if you're oisin tshuva, you're in the process, Hashem doesn't want you to die. If you're not in the, you're not doing the process, Hashem wants you to die. Not disgusting a tzaddik. You're both these people are rishayim. They both have big sins. But one's not doing tshuva. Says the Torah, Ki chofetz Hashem la'amisom. If you're doing tshuva in the process, then lo achboitz v'mois ha'mes. And therefore, if we'll just spend time a day just to think, what's our purpose in life? Simple. What are we here to remind us of? Are we here to eat? Are we here to make money? Are we here to sleep? What are we here for? We have a mission. We have a task. This makes us into oisin tshuva. It makes us korev ma'oid ma'oid. But not easy. Not easy to be done. As again, what the Mesillas HaShoharim writes about our parsha, Atzas Paroi, when they came to complain that we want to leave to the Midbar to bring Karbonais, Paroi said, Tichbad Avoida La'Anoshim, in Perek Hei Pasuk Tes, give them more work, a bigger work task. Bal yishu b'divrei sheker, they shouldn't be busy with divrei sheker. Says the Mishnah Shorim, what was Paro's scheme? Keep them busy, and they won't have time to think and have these lofty ideas of bringing korbanos to Hashem. Keep them busy. Says the Mishnah Shorim, this is what the Yetzer Hara does to us. The Yetzer Hara knows if we have time, we may start thinking. Yetzer Hara keeps us busy. Ooh, he's so clever. He keeps us so busy, especially nowadays. Nowadays, people have hundreds of Facebook friends, and people get hundreds of texts a day, 24 hours a day, even when you're home. And you know what? If you may be on the train and you have nothing to do, you might think you have games. You know, I'm still having not used the idea how grown-ups are not embarrassed to play games in public. I'll be embarrassed. Once that he was in a plane and he was trying to concentrate. Long journey, it's not easy. He's trying to battle the Gemara, battle the Daf. And he looks behind him. He says, everyone has their laptops open, and the mamish must be. So we spoil all these businessmen. They're busy. I'm in such a hard time not concentrating, and they're doing their business. Amazing. He had Chalisha Sadas. He went to the bathroom and he came back. He saw the playing games. It's not even embarrassing anymore. Playing games is just killing time. There's no purpose b'chlal. But that's part of the Yetzer Hara. He keeps us busy, so we won't have time to think. Because if we do think, the Yetzer Hara knows. If we will think, we're korev to the Shlemus. We might start thinking, what are we here for? Am I here to waste time? I have a mission to do. And the Mesillas HaShoharim adds one word about Atzas Paroi. Kach hi Atzas HaYetzer Mamash al Bnei Adam. He adds the word Mamash. It's what Paroi did to keep them busy is exactly what the Yetzer Hara does to us. He keeps us busy. We have to battle. To find those 5 minutes a day is a battle. But we should know how important it is. There's no one around because everyone's busy, but darkoin tilhoin with their ways and their deeds. No one has time to think those 5 minutes. That's why learning Musar is important. To give you some space to think. And that thinking is so powerful. The story of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's found in the water by Bas Paroi, and the Bas Paroi goes ahead and tries to find a wet nurse.
What? Wet nurse?
To feed the baby. They find Yocheved. Va'toymar lo Bas Paroi. This is in Perek Beis Pasuk Ches. Perek Dalet perhaps. Va'toymar lo Bas Paroi. Hey lichi es hayelet hazeh. Va'tenikiuli. Take this child, nurse him for me. Vani iten es horech. I will give you your reward. It means I'll pay you for nursing this child. But the Medrash says, which reward is she receiving? The reward for nursing? It's a different, it's a reward for something else, says the Medrash. Because previously, Yocheved was the midwife. She had been commanded by Paroi to kill Jewish males. Yocheved and Miriam risked their life to disobey Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Why did they risk their life? Because they wanted to save the Jewish children. Not only did they not kill the Jewish children, they actually looked after them. Says the Torah, Ani eten es horeich, I'm giving you your reward. What for? Hashem is speaking. The reward for what you saved other children. I've saved your child. You fed other children. I'm going to pay you for feeding your own child, for giving you, for sustaining your own child. We see a beautiful idea of midah keneged midah. If you do good, shlach lachmecha al pnei amayim, it comes back. Midah keneged midah. We act, we do good, we'll get it back. We see this again in this week's parasha. When Moshe Rabbeinu grew up by Paroi, Chazal tell us, he took, as a child, he was sitting on Paroi's lap, and he took the crown of Paroi and put it on his head. The Khartoumim over there were very upset. Ooh, this is a bad sign. Sign that this child is going to take over your country. So there was Yisrael was there. Yisrael was still an advisor to Paroi. And Yisrael said, "No, this child has no das. Don't take any notice of the fact he took the crown off and put it on his head. He has no das. Well, let's make a test. We'll bring a gold coin and coals, and we'll see who the child will reach out to." Moshe Rabbeinu, as the child was offered this tool, that choice, and he stretched out his hand to take the gold coin, which would indicate he is about us, which would get him killed. The Malach Gabriel came and moved his hand, he took the coal, put it in his mouth, and that's how he became a Kvat Peh. But what happened? Later on, this child didn't get killed because of Yisrael. But not long down the road, Yisrael's daughters, Yisrael is in Cherem, no one speaks to him. His daughters are, when they come to draw water, they're sent away. And that same boy, who is actually Moshe Rabbeinu, turns into his son-in-law. Isn't that amazing? Again, you do good, you get good. Don't lose out. But there's a price tag. In Perel Dalet Pasuk Yud, says Vatikra Shmoi Moshe. Bas Paroi calls him Moshe. Va'toimer ki mina mayim mishisihu. Because I took him out the water. But what does that mean, Moshe? Should be Nishe. I took him out. Says a Sforna. Moshe means save others. Moshe sacherim mitzara. That's from Moshiach. Moshe, I'm calling you Moshe because I want you to save other people. Not Nisha, not that you got saved, but save. What does that mean? Because if you get saved, you have to save others. If we get a present from Hashem, we have to give it to others, share it with others. A person who has chokhmah, a present, he needs to share it with other people. A person who has abilities, he has to help other people. A person who is sick and he appreciates the help he got, tachnasas orchim he got, it's a mechayev to help other people. And that's what she was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm calling you Moshe because you have to save other people, because I saved you. So I'm just saying, a person who receives good, you're obligated to give it back. How far do we have to trace the good we get? When the Bnei Yisrael come home and tell their father that there was a man who helped us, they say, Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu, an Egyptian man saved us. Because Yisrael was surprised, how did he come home so quickly? The Medrash says, it's Medrash Rabbah in Oislamet Beis. Mashal to a person who was bitten by a mule and he ran to the river to bathe his wound. And when he came to the river, he saw a child drowning and he saved the child. Said the child, thank you for saving my life. He said, don't thank me, thank the mule for biting me. The Bnei Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, thank you very much for saving us. He says, Moshe, don't thank me, thank the Ish Mitzri that I killed. Why did I get to Midian? Because I killed an Ish Mitzri, that's why I had to run away. Thank him. This is how we see how far we have to trace the good we get. I once heard from a lecturer, he said, do we ever think to thank the person who taught us ABC? Aleph, Beis? Do we think about it? All our life we read. We were taught to read. Do we think about that? This Ein Sof to appreciating the goodness we've gotten, the things we've gotten. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught them, to thank even what we think looks negative, being bit by a mule. Moshe Rabbeinu had to run for his life, but if you look back, you see it's good and appreciate that as well. On the other hand, if we don't appreciate things, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches, it says, "Vayakom Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim." A new king took rule over Egypt. Asher lo yada es Yosef, who didn't know what Yosef did. What does that mean? There's a machlokes in the Gemara. Was it really a new king, or he made himself new? It says Rashi, "Asa atzmoi kiiru lo yada." He pretended he didn't know who Yosef was. According to one opinion, it was the same power from before. But he pretended he didn't know who Yosef was. Says the Medrash, Perek Aleph Pasuk Ois Ches, Moshe le'odom sherogam oyavoy shel ha'melech. A person who stoned the king's friend. Says the Melech, cut off his head, chop his head off. Why? Because tomorrow he'll stone me. Even though this person only stoned the king's friend, but says the king, if he stoned my friend, tomorrow he's going to stone me, chop off his head. Says the Medrash, now Paro is saying, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. Later on he will say, Lo yodati es Hashem. כל הכופר בתויבוסי של חברוי סויף הכופר בתויבוסי של מוקם. And therefore, if once Paroi makes that move and denies the goodness he received from Yosef, Asher lo yoda as Yosef, Oso atzmai kilu lo yoda, it won't take long till he'll deny the goodness that is bestowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Kol ha-koyfer b'toyvosei shel mokoyim, soif ha-koyfer b'toyvosei shel chaveroi. And if you look in the Choyvas Halvavas, you'll see that the engine why we keep the drive for us to keep Torah mitzvahs. Why should we keep Torah mitzvahs? Hashem said so. So what? Why should we? What's my obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs? Because I'm afraid of being punished. The Yisoid is Hakoras HaToiv. Hakoras HaToiv is our fuel that makes us go, that makes us do Rotzon Hashem. We received and receive so much. So we have to repay. Hakoras HaToiv is the Yisoid of the whole Yiddishkeit. And if you deny Hakoras HaToiv, you don't recognize the Ish Mitzri. Soifo Likfor B'Toivosei Shel Mokoyim. We find that the Mitzrim, were very cruel. Rashi brings down that Paroi would bathe himself in the blood of Jewish infants. We find in Chazal that the Mitzrim would insert Jewish babies as bricks in the wall. How cruel. On the other hand, Chazal tell us the Mitzrim wouldn't eat meat, because they cared about Tzar Balei Chaim. They didn't want to harm animals. Animals' rights. How could that be? How could you have, on one hand, you're cruel to people, you can throw babies in the water, use them as bricks, but then you care about animals? Now, it's not a phenomenon that we haven't heard of before. In Nazi Germany, that's what happened. They treated Jewish human beings, worse than animals, but they cared about animals. I once read a survivor's account. He describes how he was traveling. They ordered to get to come to the ghetto, and he was with a wagon and a horse, carrying all the stuff, and a Nazi passes by a motorbike and he screams at them and says, "How dare you use the donkey, the horse, to pull your carriage? He was so angry. He made them get out and they had to pull the carriage themselves. He was so angry because he has Rachmanos on the animal, but not on the Jews. So how did this happen? I saw a beautiful idea on the Sefer called Megad Yosef. He says we find this actually in the Novi. The Novi in Hoshea, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, says Zoifchei Adam Agoli Mishkun. People sacrifice human sacrifices. Agoli Mishkun will kiss the calves. They're taking human beings and sacrificing them, cutting them up. But they kiss the calves. The same concept. They like the animals more than people. See, so the Megad Yosef has a very interesting insight. He says, we are commanded about Tzar Balei Chaim. We should care for animals. V'racham over kol masov. But we don't have to love animals. Loving animals is not a Jewish concept. You care for animals, Tzar Balei Chaim, make sure they have what they need. Look after them. The Torah tells us it's a mitzvah. A prika is overloaded. Chule. Tzar Balei Chaim, deraisa. True. But not to love animals. If you start loving animals, you are misusing your love. You could start hating people because you're misusing it. Interesting idea. But if you, in a total way, you care for animals, you don't love animals, so then you love people. You won't be cruel to them. Very interesting idea. Today, people get it wrong. They're misdirecting their love to love animals. People have cemeteries where they bury their pets. That love could be misplaced to mistreat people. Another point from the Megillat Yosef. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Dothan and Aviram fighting. Vayoyimel Arosha, Lomo Takare Echa. Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, why are you hitting your friend? He doesn't get a response. And Moshe Rabbeinu is not waiting for a response. But yet, he still calls him a Rasha. Vayoyimel Arosha, Lomo Takare Echa. Where's the answer? It wasn't an answer. It's a statement. There's no justification for hitting another person. If you're hitting, I don't need to hear the answers. You're a Rasha. Nothing justifies hitting. If you look in the Shai Tshuva, we're discussing things that people are avails that people just do. He describes hitting your wife. People think it's mutter. It's osset. It's a deraisa. There's no justification, chas v'sholem, to hit another Jew. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. You're a Rasha. Lama takarecha. He was rebuking him. He wasn't investigating. In Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Dalet, after Paroi decreed they must still fulfill their regular quota of bricks, but they won't be given the straw. So the Noiksim, these were the Egyptian supervisors, were pressuring that the quota is not being filled, and who was hit? Vayuku Shoitrei Bnei Yisrael, the Shoitrei, the Jewish capos, excuse my word, the Jewish capos were being hit. Why? Says Rashi, because they had rachmanus on the people. Obviously the people, the workers couldn't live up to their quota. They couldn't make it, they weren't given the cash. So the Shoitrei wouldn't beat the Jewish workers. They got beaten. Vayuku Shoitrei Bnei Yisrael, says Rashi, Lefikach zochu oisrein shoitrim liyot Sanhedrin. These shoitrim, they got the reward that they became the Sanhedrin. I think this is not a random reward. It's an indication. Sanhedrin have to give up punishments. They have to hit people. They have to punish. It's part of their job. It's necessary. But what type of person can give out a punishment? A person who cares for his fellow Jew. He cares so much, he's willing to get beaten to protect his fellow Jew. The Shoitrei Bnei Yisrael, not out of their own fault, they wouldn't afflict their workers, and they prefer to get beaten up themselves. That's a person who can, in future time, be the supervisor and beat up, if necessary, give malchus, v'chulei. That's a person who can do it. It's true for us parents. Parents also have to give punishment sometimes, if it's necessary. But we have to be that level. That we are willing to suffer for other people, then we can affect others. Then we can be a shaitan. But not vice versa. There was once a person who came to daven by the Chazon Ish in the minyan, and his son was making a noise, and he got really angry with the son. The father was screaming at him. The Chazon Ish told him after davening, "Your son learned from you two messages. One message he learned from you, you mustn't make a noise during davening. The other message he learned, you're allowed to get angry. Which message is your son going to pick up on? Unfortunately, he's going to learn from you to get angry. He may not learn the message, don't make noise in davening." Sometimes people pick up on the wrong messages. It's a responsibility we have. Rabbi Yerucham used to say, why is it that Friday is a weekday? Even in yeshiva, it's a weekday, Friday. That's because the masmidim used to make a mishmar. They used to learn the whole Thursday and Thursday night. They'll take a nap Friday morning. But people learn from them not to use your time and go learn for 24 hours. People learn from them to be lax on Friday morning. People pick up on the wrong messages. The Gemara says in Yuma, Hechidom Michilul Hashem, says Rav, if I will buy on credit, if I don't pay up on time, people will think, oh, I'm allowed to steal. That's called Chilul Hashem. What does that mean? All the wonderful things of Rav, people may not learn from. Rav's Hasidus, Rav's Torah. But people will think that I am being not careful about someone else's money. That's what they'll learn from. Ah, Rav did it, I'm going to do it. That's Chilul Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hechidom Chilul Hashem, If I will not wear tefillin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Kugoyin im ani eilech arba amos b'lo Torah b'lo tefillin." If I go four amos without Torah and tefillin, that's a chilul Hashem. Says Rashi, not everyone realizes that I'm weak from my learning. Why is Rabbi Yochanan? Why would he stop for 4 hours? Because he needs to take a break. But people will learn from me to take breaks, but they won't learn from me to use all my time. People get the wrong messages. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was almost killed in this week's parasha, when he came to do mila to his son, he was swallowed up by the snake. Why? Because Hashem is Rachel for the Mila. Not so bad. Because you have responsibility. If you're people learning from you, you have to be perfect. Because people will learn from you the negative things and they will ignore the good things. That's a responsibility we have. This week's parasha starts off the Eilish Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayimah. The Baal HaTurim points out that Shmois, the Rosh Tevas of Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboyim is Shin Beis Yud Hei is Shivyo, is captivity. And the Torah is telling us even when they were in captivity, they were in Golos, but Shmois Bnei Yisrael, they kept their Jewish name Chazal tell us that how were the Jewish people saved, in what schus? Shoshinu is Shmom, didn't change their name. The question is, we find many Jews who have a non-Jewish name. It's very common. Is that Osir? Is that Mutar? Well, the Marsham in Chelek Vav Simen Yud, or Chelek Yud Simen Vav, I don't remember right now. He has a case where a woman made a beautiful embroidery for the Chazan's Omud, a beautiful psukim, and she sold her name in Laz. She sold into the shatz the thing, her name, which wasn't Jewish, it wasn't a Jewish name. Says the Marsham, it's a maskeres ovein and it's ma'akev the geula. Yes, you have to take it off or cover it, sew over it, because since, by what brought the geula? Shaloshinu es shmam. If you have the ability to bring the geula and you don't, that's an ovein. What do you mean it's ovein? She's just not bringing the geula. Says the Marsham, if you have the ability to do good and you don't, it's as if you did bad. What's the raya? Gemara says there are certain things that cause a person's life to get shorter. If you're called to the Torah and you don't want to go, it will shorten your life. How do we know? Because it says ki orech yomecha. Torah brings you long life. What do you mean? So I didn't go. I didn't get long life. Why did I shorten my life? You see, if you have ability to do something good and you don't, it's as if you did bad. If it says the Marsham, it's also. You have to, it's mamash also. It's on the shatz. What we use is for our davening, for our tefillahs. It's a kitrug, it's an avoin. That's what the Marsham says. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. The person writes to him. His wife is expecting a girl, and his grandmother has a goyish name. What should he do? Says Rav Moshe, you are mechuyev to give her the goyish name. Don't change it. Why? Says the Moshe, we see many times that Jewish names are not non-Jewish names that were used. In Tosfos Gittin Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Peter speaks to Rabbeinu Tam. Sure, Rabbeinu Peter is Rabbeinu Tam. I can't think of a non-Jewish, more of a non-Jewish name than Rabbeinu Peter. One of the Bali Tosfos. The Maggid Mishnah is called Rabbeinu Vidal, which apparently is not a Jewish name. And even the Rambam's father, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, says apparently it's not a Jewish name. Says if you look in the Rivash, you'll find over 25 Rabbonim quoted who don't have Jewish names. So it can't be Asa. It's a gnai. Indeed, it's better to have a Jewish name, but it's not Asa. Oh, on the Gemara, you see, oh, very good. The Gemara is full of Amoraim, Mazutra, Abaye. Says it was Hukunas. Oh, very good. Hukunas, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh, see, so Moshe said, could be Aramaic is different, because Aramaic is mentioned in the Torah. Yagal Sadusa. Could be Aramaic is different. But we find, well, other Rishonim. Sorry?
A lot of Greek names. Antigonus.
Oh, yeah, right. Therefore, it says Rav Moshe, it's not Asa, it's just a Gnai. And since you are obligated to respect your grandparents, you have to call her that name. Don't change it. Unless she died young and it's a bad mazel, chule, that's different. But the etzim, you have to call her that name. And Rav Moshe has another svara. He wants us to suggest that since that it only applied to before Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because the idea of having a Jewish name is to separate ourselves from the Goyim. Before Yitzhak Mitzrayim, before Kabbalah HaTorah, there was only 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And the Goyim also had 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So how could we distinguish ourselves from the Egyptian neighbors? Shveshinu is Shmam. That's what that brought the Gula. But today when we have the Tariag mitzvahs, so we don't need to be careful about having a non-Jewish name. That's a suggestion he makes. So someone writes to him a response, says, but even according to you, if you have a secular person who doesn't keep the Torah mitzvahs, and therefore he needs to distinguish himself, so he is going to have to makpid on keeping a Jewish name. So the Moshe, I understand what you're talking about. If you have a secular person and you have influence, you can persuade them, you have influence to give a Jewish name, you should invest your time in influencing them to keep Torah mitzvahs. Forget the Jewish name. It's much more worthwhile, more important, and probably it's more easier to persuade them to keep a mitzvah than to change the name of the child. That's an idea Moshe has. Have a good Shabbos and internalize all these messages, beautiful parsha, to find time to think. It's very powerful. Hakoras HaToiv. If you do good, you'll get good, and recognize the good you get. It's mechayev to give good to others and be a good example. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.